In July of 1969, two very important things were going to happen. One you all know about. NASA was going to send a couple of guys to the moon for a walkabout. The other was I was planning a wedding. And, you know, both of those events cause a lot of stress and they cost a lot of money. NASA had about 450,000 people spread out across the country in various installations working on this project and a budget of about a gazillion dollars, more or less. I was going home to my parents' house in Ravenswood, West Virginia, a town of less than 5,000 people, and that was where I was going to get married, and the reception was going to be in our house, because Ravenswood, let me tell you how small Ravenswood is. There's one main street, one stoplight, one gas station, one bowling alley, one movie theater, two grocery stores, one funeral parlor, and about nine churches. And we belonged to one of those churches. That's where I was going to get married, and then the reception was going to be at our house because there were no social halls. There was no hotel with a nice place to hold an event. It was going to be at our house. So my resources were my mom, who sewed my wedding dress, and my sister's dresses. They were my bridesmaids. My little brother Brian was going to be the ring bearer, and I think she bought his suit at the Ravenswood General Store. And things were coming together. Ravenswood, whole of West Virginia, was dry, so you couldn't, there was no restaurants, there were no bars. Dad had to go to the alcohol beverage control store to buy the booze for the reception. But things, you know, things were coming together, and I was worried. I mean, every bride, you know, you're worried. Is everything going to be all right? And of course, I was worried about the astronauts. Were they going to be okay? God, what if something happened? What if everybody was just destroyed by grief and didn't want to go to a wedding? Okay, so maybe they get there and they have their walkabout. What if they bring them home on the day of my wedding? Nobody's going to want to go to my wedding. They're going to want to go sit in front of a television and watch the splashdown, right? I mean, I would. So anxiety. And my family, like everybody else, we're all gathered around the TV, and the guys step out of the spaceship, and you can see these grainy, jerky pictures on the TV. You couldn't quite tell what was going on, but if you had any doubt, Chet Huntley and David Brinkley were there to explain it all for you. My little brother Brian and my dad were space fanatics, and Brian had a model of the Saturn V that wasn't quite as big as the one in the lobby, but it was pretty darn big. And it came apart in sections, and he could tell you which section did what thing and when it came off and then what the next section did and which parts would land on the moon and then which part would take off again and go back and join up with the thing that was orbiting. And he did this for show and tell in his fourth grade class, and he did such a great job, he was invited to other classes to explain the NASA program to the rest of the school. I thought that was very cool. So we're all there in the living room, and we're watching this, and without saying a word, my dad stood up, and he walked out the front door. And I knew in a second where he was going and why he was going. And I got up and followed him. And there he was on the front lawn of our house, looking up at the moon, the real moon. And I went out and I joined him, and we held hands. And I think we were thinking the same thing. At the very instant, we're looking at the moon, the real moon. Real guys were walking on that moon. That very instant, they were walking on that moon. And we just stood there holding hands for a few seconds, just marveling at what was happening. And we stood there until the front door opened, and my mom came out and said, "What are you two doing out there?" "We're looking at the moon." "Well, the moon's on television. You can come in the house and you can watch the moon on television." Okay. And so we went back in. And of course, you know the story, the walkabout was great, the splashdown was safe. They came down on the 22nd, 2 days before my wedding. So everything on Earth was fine. Everything on the moon was fine. We all had a wonderful time. Thank you.